Good morning once again. I want to give you kind of a heads up. My topic is, I guess, not normal. The topic is, God is stingy. If you look up what the definition of stingy is, it is unwilling to give or to get or to spend ungenerously. And I want to give you, if you would, give me the opportunity to explain to you why I think God is stingy. And what God is stingy with is more important. Like I said, I know that if you think about anything that you've read in the Bible, God is not what you would consider stingy. He does not fit in that definition. God is always is one that is loving, he's caring, and we see several times in the Bible of what God is. And to look at his characteristics, you can see in Exodus that in 20, verse 3 through 5, it's talking about how God is jealous. It says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." And he goes on to talk about visiting the iniquities upon third and fourth generations. We also see in Psalms, verse 86 through 15, it says, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness." So none of this that I've read so far would take and tell you that God is stingy. I mean, he is jealous. He doesn't want to share us. So that kind of gives you the point that he doesn't want to share anyone else to worship anything. He doesn't want us to look up in the stars at night and say, "Oh, beautiful," and worship the stars. God created the stars. God created the cows, the moon. I mean, it doesn't matter if a cow has a cross on its forehead. That means nothing. God created that. So we see that God wants us to worship him. But he's also very merciful. We can see that in the Old Testament. We also see that he is slow to anger. He will give us the opportunity to come back to him. In the New Testament, we see on the Sermon on the Mount, and that's out of Matthew 5 and verse 48, it says, "Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So we know that the Father is perfect. He doesn't have any flaws. The Father created us. Unfortunately for us, we do have flaws. We are going to make mistakes. But the Lord does not have any flaws. He doesn't sin. So we know that. In 1 John 4 and 8, he says, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So we know that God is love. God loves us. So how can I come up and say, "Well, God's stingy"? I know everybody's kind of running that in their head trying to figure out. How's Jim coming up with this? Well, and you can also, I will get to it. In Titus 1 and verse 1 and 2, we get told that God can't lie. Throughout the Bible, we keep getting reminded God cannot lie. So anything he has told us, he will take, and it's going to happen. If God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But in Titus 1, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of truth, which is according to godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised us long ago." So God has promised us that we have this gift coming. And we know God can't lie, so we have this gift coming. And I'm kind of going to go back that I said, God is stingy. And everybody's kind of wondering, how is he doing this? How is he going to say that God is stingy? When we just heard, when you just go back and you look, and you see that God is merciful, he's gracious, he has loving kindness, and he's truth. Also, he is perfect. God is love. His whole being is love. But the one thing that God is stingy with and is his church, is his creation. Because he doesn't want his creation to be anyone else's. He doesn't want us to take and to worship anyone else. So he is jealous. He doesn't want us to take and serve Satan. He doesn't want us to serve the Almighty Dollar. He wants us to remember that he did create us and that he wants us to be with him. And the reason God wants us, why he's so worried about mankind, and we can see that in Genesis 1 and 26, it says, in 1 and 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God didn't create us in... God doesn't look like Jim. God doesn't look like Bob. He doesn't look like Leo. He gave us a spirit. That is what got the image that God gave us. He gave us the ability to take and know right from wrong. He gave us this spirit that's going to take and give us that ability to come back to him. And we see that throughout the Bible that God has done this. He's always given us the opportunity to come back to him. The Israelites would take and they would go away and then they would come back. And God always accepted them back because he wanted them. He wants us to be his children. He wants us to serve him, and because he loves us. He doesn't want to take and rule over us as far as pounding his fist and telling us this is what you have to do, because if he did that, we wouldn't have a choice. He does give us that we know what he wants us to do, and he gives us the ability to make that choice, to come back to him willingly, to serve him, and to be his children throughout the rest of eternity. And I guess the one question, and it is asked several times, well, why has God not come back? Well, you can tell that we see in 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow about his response, as some count slowness, but is patient," or in the King James Version says, "long-suffering, towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." So the Lord is stingy, and not the point that he is stingy with any of his blessings. He's not stingy about taking care of us, but he is stingy with us, with his church, with his people. He does not want any of us to suffer that time at the end of days to be with Satan. He wants Satan to be in a little place down there by himself and not have anybody with him. He wants us all to be up in heaven with the glory that he is going to give us. The glory of being with him, to take and just enjoy him and him enjoy us. And that's why, like I said, it wasn't a title that most people were going to take and go, "Wait a minute, what are you doing? How are you coming up with this?" But it is, God is stingy because he wants us to have that life, that love, to feel his love upon us for eternity. He wants us to be able to stay with him, and he has given us every opportunity to do that. He's given the entire world that opportunity, and by doing that, he created a plan before this world ever started, knowing that we were going to not be able to do what we should to stay with him on our own. He created the perfect plan of salvation, which actually took and was culminated by his son's sacrifice. And then we see that in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So the Lord took, knowing that we were going to fall away, knowing that we were going to sin, and we do. I do, everybody does. But he gave the entire world that chance. Now, he's not worried about the earth. He's not worried about this little ball that we're sitting on. That's not the world he's talking about. The world he is talking about is the people, the humans, because we see that he's going to destroy the world in fire. He's going to take and destroy this earth in the time to come. He's not worried about that. He is worried about his creation. He is worried about mankind and wanting to have every one of us here, everyone in Ghana, Africa, in Africa, Brazil, South America. He wants every human to take and be with him in heaven. He knows, but he gave us that opportunity. He gave us that choice that we can make up our own minds. But he did give us this ability to take and come back to him once we have sinned and fallen short. And this is probably one of my shorter ones. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at it here in a little bit. But this is something that hit me last week, and I've been running through my head for the whole week. I don't know why it hit me that God was stingy, but that was just the term. That was what I came up with. But I hope that I did at least make you think. I gave you something to think about through the week. And if I did that, that is what I came up here to do, is to make you think about the Lord, to take and think about his greatness and his glory, and just remind you of what he did do for us. So at this time, we will extend the opportunity for anyone who needs the prayers of the church, anyone who has maybe you've slipped away from God, not doing the best that you can do. If at this time that you need help, you want prayers of the church, then I wish you would please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.